Okay, folks, I'm going to cut short this Sarah Palin article here. It's 2 pages, and that's a lot. And I'll just share with you a couple pieces of it here. It says here that the Trotskyite, the old line Trotskyites, communists in America, decided on a new tactic. They decided to form something called the Conservative Internationalism and oppose the traditional American nationalism, and they called themselves neoconservatives. And the neoconservatives have taken over the Republican Party totally, folks, and meaning the neocommies, okay? The neocommunists have taken over the Republican Party and the Democratic Party completely, and they run it today. And if you're not a neo-communist, you have a hard time winning office today. That's why Ron Paul was pushed back by the controlled communist Zionist media in America and wasn't given a fair break. But anyway, the New Yorker magazine describes the theological background of the Palin family, Brickley's family, and Brickley was Adam Brickley, who established a website promoting Palin for vice president. He himself is a Jew. He says this, Brickley's family, once evangelical Christians, now practice what he calls messianic Judaism. They believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and they also observe the Jewish holidays and attend synagogue. As briefly Brickley says it, Jesus was Jewish, so to be like him, you need to be Jewish too, okay? So, anyway, this is a lot of what Sarah Palin believes too, folks. She worships Israel instead of Jesus Christ, which is true with most Christians in America today. We've been told to worship Israel and the Jewish people, and that if you say anything against a Jewish person, that God will smite you with a thunderbolt from heaven and smoke you out of your tennis shoes, which is not true at all. When Abraham made that comment about protecting the Israelis, he meant all 12 families of the Israelis, folks, not just the fourth family, Judah, who the name Jew came from. Not just the fourth family, but all 12 children of Jacob, Israel. The Israelites is who he was talking to when he said that Jesus would get those that spoke out against the Israelites, okay? All right, so now, following her selection as McCain's running mate, Ms. Palin quickly made it clear she shares the same neo-commie fanaticism for Israel, loudly banging the drum against Iran, war with Iran, and bragging that she keeps an Israeli flag in her Alaska office. She told the Israeli minister it's the only flag she has in her office, is the Israeli flag. Palin's official foreign policy handlers are two key neocommie strategists, Randy, the Jew, Randy Sheshenman, and Steve Begun. One chronicler of the neo-commies author, Jacob Hilbrun, has asserted it's clear Palin has soaked up the neo-commie view of the world, okay? And I believe that's true, folks. Everything Sarah Palin does, she's pushing Israel, the communist Zionist Israel state. Well, let's go to Abomination here just for a minute, folks. We'll be back and talk about Abomination for a couple minutes, and then on to Traitor McCain. We need to know these things before the election coming up in just a couple days from now on Tuesday the 4th.
Stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and I want to go to Abomination for a few minutes. He's got a new backer in the election, folks, and it's the number one killer of babies in the nation, okay? It's Planned Parenthood is backing Abomination because they know he votes for killing babies all the time. He always has, always will. But, of course, he's saying different things. He's lying on the campaign trail about that, but... You know, when Planned Parenthood backs you, folks, you can believe that they know that you're for killing babies, as many as you can, as they can kill. It says, largest abortion provider backing presidential candidate Barack Obama. It says here, this Planned Parenthood facility at New Jersey, Planned Parenthood facility, is part of a network of Title X clinics that receives millions in state and federal tax dollars. Folks, when you give your federal taxes and state taxes over, they send a lot of it to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. So you, in essence, are killing babies yourself when you pay your taxes. The SFLA video, and let's see if I can find out what that's Students for Life of America. Students for Life of America video is shocking and of particular interest because presidential candidate Barack Obama, who has been endorsed by Planned Parenthood, claimed he voted against a bill when he was in the Illinois Senate that would have protected babies born live during an abortion, and that was a big lie. During the October 15th presidential debate, Senator Obama said he voted against the bill because it would have infringed on Roe versus Wade, claiming that such protections were already in place. The video taken from Students for Life of America includes an audio of Senator Obama speaking out against the bill in 2002 on the Illinois Senate floor. So he lied big time. Executive Director of New Jersey Right to Life said that Congress passed the federal version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act in 2002, which was signed into law by President Bush. Despite the passage of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, folks, and what that is if a baby comes shooting out of the mother while she's in for an abortion, and that baby's laying there crying and kicking on the table, they always put that baby to death. Okay, the doctor kills the baby. All right? And this born again, born alive infant protection act was supposed to save the life of those babies that were accidentally born alive during an abortion. Well, the abortion doctors hate that, of course, so they go ahead and kill the baby anyway. But we learned through this video that even today, babies who are born alive in New Jersey during abortions are not treated with care and respect entitled to them under the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, but instead left to die, as confirmed by the Planned Parenthood nurse on the video. The refusal, a young lady named Marie Tessie, says the refusal to administer emergency care to these helpless infants born alive is both cruel and inhuman and should not be tolerated in a civil society. But anyway, folks, it talks about here how Abomination lied to us because he voted against this bill repeatedly, meaning that he wanted those babies that were born alive to be killed, okay? And it's interesting that a Spanish guy, a Spanish actor, very well-known Spanish actor, has come out with a video about Barack Obama's pro-abortion positions. October 31st, in a graphic new video, famous Latino film star Eduardo Verástegui, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, Verástegui, explains the crisis of abortion in America while explaining Barack Obama's pro-abortion track record and agenda in his video. Before producing this video, the Latino star Eduardo, 34 years old, became famous singing in the popular Latino band Caro and acting on television, Latin American soap operas. People magazine El Español recently voted for him to be the 50 most beautiful people, one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. And his movie Bella won the 2006 Toronto Film Festival People's Choice Award. When actor Eduardo learned about Obama's anti-family agenda, he decided to produce these videos to show people the truth. Eduardo says Barack Obama does not share our traditional Latino values. That's what inspired me to put this video together. I want people to know the truth about Obama. As a Latino, I was also shocked to learn that most abortion centers are located in neighborhoods where Hispanics and minorities live. It broke my heart when I discovered that more than 650,000 Latino babies are killed, or 650 Latino babies are killed every day by abortion in the U.S., said Eduardo. We need to put an end to abortion, and political candidates play a very important role in this matter, he said. In the video, actor Viscariq, I can't say his last name, folks, explained Barack Obama's prohibition position, saying, or pro-abortion position, saying, "Did you know that Barack Obama supports abortion performed in the final months of pregnancy? That Obama supports partial birth abortions? K killing the baby after the baby's been taken out of the womb, that Obama wants to finance abortions with your taxes that you and I pay. As a legislator, Obama voted several times against the bill that tried to help babies who survive abortions and are born alive to live. And Obama wants to remove all pro-life laws that currently protect unborn babies and their mothers in any states throughout America. Actor Eduardo explains, Mr. Obama does not want parents of a pregnant minor as young as 13 years of age to be notified before she aborts her baby. He doesn't want the parents to be notified of their 13-year-old child's going to have a baby and have an abortion. Insane anti-parent laws like this allow child molesters and sexual predators to force young girls into secret abortions to cover up their sexual crimes, he said. Okay, folks, and by the way, you can see this in English. He made it in Spanish, but it's also out there in English, this film of his. Let's see here. It's called www.obamamustsee.com, okay? One word, obamamustsee.com. And you can see the English translation of this video put out by the top, one of the top Latino stars, Eduardo, there in Latin America. So, folks, remember this, that God is watching us. God is watching us, and if we vote for evil, we're going to have to stand before God one day and tell why we voted for evil. And Obama Nation is just as evil as Traitor McCain. And we need to shut off our votes for these two people and pray that God will bless us by God himself manipulating the voting machines. I mean it, folks. Pray an imprecatory prayer that God himself, instead of the evildoers, the Satanists that control our government today, the synagogue of Satan, as Jesus called it, controls our government today, manipulating the voting machines. Let God manipulate the voting machines and put us in a Christian president. So we have a chance, folks, of bringing God back into this nation and taking his hand of persecution off of us by bringing the sword of the Lord upon us and bringing Satan and his minions to crush America as we deserve to be crushed for letting 5.5 million babies be crushed and pulled apart, arm by leg, by everything, piece by piece, out of dear women's wombs out there. Now, before I get off this, let me say this, folks. If you have an abortion, God will forgive you. No question about it whatsoever. God has said that any of your sins, if you go to him in prayer and ask for his forgiveness, he will forgive you. So murdering a baby is very, very serious, but God can forgive you of that. So please get on your knees before God. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 in the Bible, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and read it. It is true that God will forgive you if you'll ask forgiveness for your sins. And murdering babies in the womb is a sin. But you can be forgiven for it. Many, many times, ladies have done this, and guys that promoted the abortion are just as guilty as the women are, too. So if you guys have promoted your daughters or your wives or your girlfriends to go get abortions, you are guilty of murder yourself. So get on your knees before God and ask God to forgive you, and he'll do it. Okay? All right, folks. Now, I want to get into hear the music. We'll be right back and talk about Traitor McCain a few minutes, and then we'll go to the phone line. It's time for open phones here at the Officer Jack McLam program.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about a dollar a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and as soon as I finish this Trader McCain bit here, I'm going to share with you, I want you to call in if you'd like to call in today at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 to reach the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting System. Okay, we're here and we're ready for your calls. Okay, let's go to Trader McCain for just a minute. Folks, probably the most powerful website out there is the one Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain.com. Okay, www.VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com. It is powerful. It shows you exactly how disgusting and how evil John McCain is. You can watch video after video after video on this website that shows you McCain railing against the veterans and against the POWs. He hates the POWs. He hates the victim. He hates the veterans because he's scared to death that if a POW gets home that is still alive, and you will see POW families coming before the Senate, and John McCain just jumping down their throats and trying to devastate them for trying to bring the facts forward, the truth the evidence to prove that their loved ones are still alive in Southeast Asia and other places where they've been transferred around. So please go to www.VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com, okay? And we see a lovely young lady there, a POW mama, and she's trying to explain to the Senate about her relative that's still alive over there. This isn't too long ago, folks, and John McCain just jumps down her throat. He's scared to death a POW will come forward and talk about how he was an enemy of America for 5.5 years. We're serving and worshiping the communists that had him in a nice hotel in downtown Hanoi, feeding him the best of folks or best of foods, while his POW buddies were being tortured to death at the Hanoi Hilton in Hanoi. Here's what it says on the website. Republicans attack McCain in award-winning documentary film released today on the Internet for immediate release. Pre-election free download coincides with launch of conservative website. Click here. And, folks, that is at www.McCainBetraysPOWs.com. One word, McCain betrays POWs. Both of those are plural. They each have an S after them. McCainBetraysPOWs.com. McCain actually gave information to the enemy that led to American deaths. You're going to see on this video how McCain's information that he gave the communists in Vietnam led to Americans' deaths. And on this website, too, you'll also see how he himself killed at least 10 American soldiers himself when he did a wet start of his jet on a carrier and cooked off a bomb right behind him. You're not allowed to do wet starts of your jet when you're on a carrier, and he did that after crashing 6 planes, by the way. He's crashed 6 planes, and then he got in his jet on the plane, on the carrier, and did a wet start and blew up a bomb and killed at least 10 soldiers and Navy guys there on the boat, on the carrier. And this will go into that too, folks. It says U.S. documents proving POW McCain seriously collaborated with the communists was obtained in 1991 by the U.S. Veteran Dispatch through the Freedom of Information Act. These transcripts are 5 of the approximately 30 interviews McCain gave to the communists. And you can click on all of them here, all 5, and listen to McCain's own voice as he denigrates the American people, calls them all kinds of names, and calls our military all kinds of names, baby killers and all that, because he actually says that the Air Force was bombing babies' hospitals, baby nurseries, and old folks' homes and all of that to please the communists who had control of him for that 5.5 years. Absolute traitor to America, folks. Absolute traitor. Shows him shaking hands with the actual colonels that tortured to death our soldiers when he and Kerry went over to normalize business relationships with the North Vietnamese communists. And he's got a bosom buddy relationship with them. He smiles and he hugs them, and he just treats them like family members when he goes over there and sees any of these communist mass murders of our POWs. It goes into McCain's Kremlin ties, okay? It says here, ask John McCain why he used his influence to have his POW records permanently sealed in the U.S. from the public scrutiny. Yes, John McCain had his POW records permanently sealed from the public, folks. And you got to ask him why. Why did he do that? Well, we know why, because he's an absolute traitor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, folks, we're coming back here, and just wanted to finish up on this Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain.com. You're going to see YouTube after YouTube videos here of POWs talking about John McCain being a traitor to this country, and you can click on them and watch that, and you can also watch or hear his messages as they went out to Cuba, all the communist countries, all throughout Southeast Asia and Europe, as McCain denigrated the American people, denigrated America, and denigrated our military. You can hear his own voice. And it's sad but true, folks, that Obama Nation and traitor McCain are both controlled by the international criminals, the communists, international communists, who want the world order, one world order, the Antichrist one world order, and they're both working towards that goal. So if you vote for them, you're voting for the Antichrist world government system. You're voting for totalitarianism in America, a Soviet-style system set up in America that is coming very quickly if you vote for Abomination or traitor McCain. Or if Bush and Cheney cancel the election like they'd like to and put us under totalitarianism, martial law, and stay in as dictators of America. But Abomination and traitor McCain are identical to Bush and Cheney, folks. They're controlled by the same puppet masters that control Bush and Cheney. So enough said on that. Let's see if I can pull up my screen now and see who's on the screen here to call up our callers for today. By the way, folks, if you didn't get that number, please call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts.
Hello, Brother Jack. Oh, Jack? 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 Hello? Can you hear me? Jack? Hello? Oh, is that Mike?
I don't know if you can hear me, but I can hear Dave.
Dave? I'm ready. Hello, Dave in Massachusetts. Hello, Dave. Oh. Wonder what's going on here. Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, Jack, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Dave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I don't know what the heck's going on.
I don't know either. Might be the government's East German recording equipment.
Maybe it's Bush the Unholy Ghost.
Right.
Hey, Jack. Listen. You can hear me okay, right?
Well, you're kind of breaking in and out, brother. I can hear you almost well, but not real well.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. Go right ahead. I think I can hear you enough to understand what you're saying. Go right ahead, brother.
Yeah. Jack, every week you talk about your wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters. Police and Military Academy.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
you were talking
police and
about
military, not in the academy, but in the police and military, there's a lot of good Jewish patriots.
Yeah, and you talk about them a lot, Jack, and you say you get all this good information from them and everything. But
sure, yeah, I don't have this information myself. They give it to me.
Well, Jack, this is my question to you, though.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered why none of these wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters call into your show?
Well, occasionally they do, but they don't announce that they've given me this information or they'd be put to death. They've been promised through the Jewish system that, and I've seen it in the Talmud myself, that if any Jew shares this kind of information with the Gentiles, they're to be put to death. So they don't want their families and them to be killed. So they don't come forward. They give me the information and ask me to put it out there, because all the writers of the books that I have here, except for a couple that are still alive, Steve Wahlberg hasn't been killed yet, but Israel Shohak, the professor in Israel, was murdered. Jack Bernstein was murdered. Benjamin Friedman was murdered. And praise God, Michael Hoffman is still alive, and so is Steve Wahlberg. So we really need to pray for them, because they've come forward to tell the truth, and they're still alive. But they do know that they're risking their life and their families' lives, because almost all these books that I have here that have been given to me, they've been killed by the Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet.
But aren't we all risking our lives, Chuck?
Sure we are.
Aren't you risking your life? And that doesn't stop you, does it? You're not a coward. You don't wear a yellow star. That symbolizes cowardice. That yellow star. You don't wear that. You're not a coward. I'm not a coward.
No,
that doesn't
brother.
Stop.
I just lay it all in God's hands. But there's a lot of good Jewish people out there that have proven to me that if they come forward, they're going to be killed. No question about it.
Okay, Jack. Jack, let me ask you this question now.
Yeah.
You've talked about Bush the father and Bush the son being like skull and bones, Satanists and so on.
Sure. Yes, they are.
Now, let me ask you this question. Okay. I'm kind of faced with a dilemma. There's a public personality back here, you know, that I'm acquainted with here in Massachusetts. And
okay. Yeah.
He has contacted me and everything, and he wants me to introduce him to my inner circle of patriot brothers, and he even wants to like come target practicing with us, and he wants me to introduce him to my inner circle. But the problem is, Jack, this guy, he did everything in his power to get Bush the father elected, and he tried his very best to get Bush the father reelected, but then he did everything in his power to get Bush the son elected, and he did everything in his power to get Bush the son reelected, and to this day now this guy will not renounce Father Bush or Bush the father or Bush the son and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering if I can trust this guy to introduce him to my inner circle of patriots when we go target. He wants to go target practicing with us.
I certainly wouldn't do it, brother. If you want to take him out, pack a lunch, and go out and shoot with him yourself, fine. But I wouldn't introduce him to my inner circle. No way, no how.
Okay, Jack. Well, so that brings me to my point, Jack. Why are you promoting and supporting this Zionist Judas goat, Chuck Baldwin? Because that's the man I'm talking about.
What do you mean? He wants to go shooting with you?
No, I'm saying I'm acquainted with a man, and the man I'm acquainted with is Chuck Baldwin, and he supported Bush the father to the hilt. He did everything in his power to get Bush the father elected. He did everything in his power to get Bush the son elected. He did everything in his power to get Bush the son reelected. So, you know, why are you supporting a man like that,
Well,
Josh?
I'm just telling you, brother, that I have, over the years, I used to be a Zionist promoter myself over 20-some years ago, and I, through education, mostly from my good American patriotic Jewish brothers and sisters, have changed, and I see big change in Chuck Baldwin today, folks. I know he knows now that he was wrong in supporting Bush, and he knows that. And so we all grow in knowledge as we begin to pray, and God takes the blinders off, brother. So all I can tell you is that I want a good Christian man in there. If he's pro-Zionist right now, we will send him the information to show him that he's wrong. And I believe that Chuck Baldwin is educatable. Now, you don't. You told me that last week, but I do because I've met him personally, and I believe that he is learning and he is changing, which I've seen in him over the years.
That all sounds good and everything, but Jack, you don't put a man in the White House that's still learning. You put a man in the White House that already knows what's up.
Well, you know, who are you going to
vote for
then,
brother? He doesn't have to be in the White House to continue learning the truth. If he doesn't know the truth, I hope he keeps on learning. But he doesn't belong in the White House. You want a man in the White House that already knows what time it is.
Well, who are you going to vote for, Dave?
Well, I'll vote. I haven't decided, but I'll vote third party, probably Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney. But I'm not going to vote for a man who blasphemously said that he believes that God will yet fulfill the Davidic covenant with the nation of Israel. If he doesn't realize that Christ Jesus died on that cross, and just before he died, he said it is finished, it is fulfilled. Well, what is finished? What is fulfilled? That the Davidic covenant was fulfilled. He is the king of Israel. He is Israel's Messiah. It's nothing to do with God's going to yet fulfill the Davidic covenant with the nation of Israel.
You're right, Dave. You're absolutely right on that. But I just tell you, brother, that rather than getting Abomination or Traitor McCain in there, I've asked God to put in a Christian so that we can work with that Christian, either Ron Paul. Now, Ralph Nader is a good old communist. You know, he's a socialist, hardcore socialist. I've watched him for years and years and years, and he's not the right guy to put in there. Now, Cynthia McKinney is a good Christian girl, and she too would probably be good in as the president.
That's true. I think I'm going to be voting for Cynthia McKinney. Yeah.
Okay, brother. I've got to go to other callers. Okay, Dave?
Yeah.
All right. Take care, brother. God bless you. Yeah, he's right, folks. If we had a candidate that knew the truth about communist Zionists not being God's chosen people, if they knew the truth that's right in the Holy Bible, that would be better. Dave is absolutely right, but we don't have somebody like that. And so Cynthia McKinney or Ron Paul or Pastor Chuck Baldwin is the people that we need to have in there, because at least they're true Christians. They're not liars and lying to us about their Christianity. Let's go to Flora now in Idaho. Flora, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Flora.
Hi. I want to give you some information, and then I want to answer Dave's question by Scripture. And this is Scripture, so I can't argue with that. Bill Clinton, this all has to do with Obama. Bill Clinton was a mafia, and he got drafted into the Army. I sent you the link. You should have it. He got drafted into the Army. So this URL I'm going to give you will tell you what Obama searches for. Bill Clinton and, remember Larry Nichols? Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are all mafia. I think McCain is, but I don't excuse him on that. I think he's a Manchurian candidate, and I don't think he's worth the powder to blow him from here to hell and back if he cannot get saved from this Manchurian thing. He has no business being a president, and they're both questionable about their birth. So that means we still have Cynthia and Chuck Baldwin. I've read quite a bit of Chuck Baldwin, and I like him. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm not God. Now, I want to give you, and don't forget, this has archives. This has archive after archive. The show that was on just before yours had Philip Berg on there, and he told you why Obama cannot be president legally.
Right.
The URL for the Bill Clinton exposure, and I hope everyone gets it, http://tinyurl. It's all one word, all small casing. T-I-N-Y-O-R-U-R-L dot, I just sent it to you. Truth.
Okay.
Just a minute. Darn it. What? The truth. Wait a minute. Darn it, I messed up on that. Doggone it, now I don't have that link. That's so important. That truth, I think it is. There's no W. tinyurl.com. And I'm very sorry that it got upset. Now, I want to answer both of you with scripture.
Well, hurry up, my dear, because we got
two
other
callers.
This is God
talking, and I will.
We're almost out of time.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back with Flora in Idaho, and then we'll go to Charlene in Missouri. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We only have 2 minutes left. Let's go back to Flora. Yes.
Hi. This is from Isaiah 66:20, and it goes through 24. And they shall bring all your brethren of an offspring into the Lord out of all nations, horses and chariots, and in litters, upon mules, upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem. Now hang on, there's more to go, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And I will also take them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. It shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of men that have transgressed against me, for all their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. These people were voting for, I don't want to vote for Obama. He's got Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton deserted. I can't find the URL right now, but he deserted and went to England and gave up his...
Laura,
okay,
thank you for your call, sister. Okay, thank you. Let's go to Charlene now in Missouri. Charlene, it's time, my dear.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Hello? Charlene? Charlene? You're on the air. Oh, she hung up? Oh, let's go to Brent, then, in Wisconsin. Brent in Wisconsin, sorry we don't have much time, brother. Go right ahead.
Second, I just want to say I get so tired of hearing Dave from Massachusetts call in and spew his hatred toward a man that doesn't agree with him 100%. Look, you guys got to understand, we're not voting for the pastor of the church. We're voting for the president of the United States, and he's the best choice we got right now, as I see
believe,
it. Thanks
I believe
for your program,
true.
And thanks for allowing me to speak.
I believe that's true, Brent. Thank you. Yeah, I believe that's absolutely true. Now, I don't know Cynthia McKinney well enough, but I sure like her. And I believe she's a Christian young lady, but I just don't think many people even know that she's running. But I think a lot more people know that Pastor Chuck Baldwin is running and might vote for him. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it. Charlene, I hope you'll call back next week, okay? Sorry we didn't get to talk to you. All right. Okay, folks. Well, it looks like we're totally out of time. Listen, please, please, please say your imprecatory prayers each day with me, folks, that God will stop those that try to issue the orders to firebomb America again, to false flag bomb America again, to drop biologicals on America, and to blow up our ships at sea, that God just absolutely shuts them down, destroys them for trying to issue that order. Also, if those that try to issue the order to put us under martial law would be struck down by God, please pray these imprecatory prayers with me, that God would just strike them down if they try to issue the proclamation that America is under martial law. And the third one is, if they try to issue the order to bomb Iran and start World War III, that these people that try to issue those orders will be struck down dead to their feet. God bless all of you out there. I hear the music. And, folks, thanks a lot for being here. We've got big troubles, but God can handle it. God's still in control. So please go under 2 Chronicles 7:14 with me, and we'll return God back into this nation and get rid of these Satanists, synagogue of Satan that controls us today. Have a great weekend, or have a great week, folks. We'll look forward to being with you next week, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day. Let me tell